Invitations to Worship and the Study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday morning to you. We want to extend an invitation to you this Sunday morning at 10 a.m. to meet with us at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We've had several people from Make Your Day Count come into the church building at Celebration, and we're glad to see that there are people who are hearing what we are declaring over the microphones each and every day.
Yes.
So it's exciting to see a Make Your Day Count family member in person at Celebration Tabernacle Church. So if you're available this Sunday morning at 10 a.m., please come. Pastor Beckford will be continuing this teaching, Life in the Spirit.
This morning, this Friday morning, we want to leave two thoughts with you before we leave for the next and join you back next week. The Spirit that is joined with Christ have a renewed mind. Remember this now. When your spirit join with Christ all week, that's the main point we are doing our level best to get across. That's when the spirit that God put in you at creation join with Christ, your mind will be renewed. Okay, that's one. Second, the spirit that is joined with Christ is also secure in him. So let these two thoughts stick with you as we leave the airwave for the week. One, I'm joined with Christ. I have a renewed mind. My mind is renewed. How? According to the Word of God. My mind is now renewed according to the Word of God. So I'm thinking on things that are good, things that are lovely, things that are pure, things that are of good report. Those are the things that I'm meditating on. So my mind is now renewed. So I know when I'm thinking of all the other stuff, I need a renewed mind. Okay? And second thing, once my mind is renewed, I'm walking according to the Word of God. And Romans says we walk by faith. Are we doing this thing now? We're walking by faith. And no longer by sight. So what's the difference between the two now? A renewed mind walk by faith. An unrenewed mind walk by sight. Have we seen it this morning? Let's connect it. When my mind is renewed, I will walk by faith. I'll walk by what the Word says. Because what is faith? Faith is seeing the things before you really see it. Mm-hmm. It is seeing the things, believing the things before you really see it. Really see it is when it physically manifests. So I first see it from the spirit realm, in the spirit realm, because my spirit man is connected with the spirit. Mm-hmm. And then it will And it will empower my mind to see it that way. Go ahead.
In Luke chapter 15, in the prodigal son parable, in verse 15, it says, "Then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine." So he joined himself. He made a decision in an unrenewed mind to join himself with a citizen of that country, that far country where he was. And the results, when he joined himself with the citizen of that country, he was sent into the man's field to feed his swine. Mm-hmm. In verse 17, it says, "But when he came to himself, he said." So he momentarily joined, attached himself to the citizen of his circumstances.
Right.
But then he came now, it says, "But when he came to himself." So what did he come to? He came to his renewed mind. He came back to his original design, God's intention for his life, because then now he begins to see something by faith. Because in verse 16, it says that he's gladly would have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. So his physical circumstances, he's standing in a pig pen, and he's thinking about eating what the pigs are eating because he has nothing.
Right.
But in his mind now, he comes to himself. In his mind now, he takes him back and he says to himself, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger?" So now by faith, he comes with a plan, action. Verse 18, "I will arise and go to my father and will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." So in such a short passage of verses, we see his mind transitioning from being aligned, joined to a citizen of a far country, and then his mind renewing. And it specifically says he came to himself. That's the original intention of God. So now by faith, with assurance, he's moving, walking, taking this journey back to his father's house. When he left his father's house, he had a lot of money. So, you know, when people have a lot of money, usually they have a lot of friends with them. They have an entourage. They have a good old journey. But now he's coming back broke. He's coming back alone. And he's walking by faith. And you see how when the father greeted him, the father put sandals on his feet, a robe on him, a ring on him and such. So when he was coming up, obviously he didn't look like he was much of anything. He had deep need for shoes. He had deep need for a robe. So the dad put those garments, those things ceremonially on him to show the reconciliation between them and such. But that was a long journey back, because it said he went to a far country. So when he had all the money and all the friends, the trip was, I'm sure, was enjoyable. But now on the way back, he's all alone, and all he has is a bunch of regret and shame and such. And he wouldn't have been able to move past that shame and regret if he didn't have a renewed mind. It's the renewed mind that gave him the endurance to be able to make the journey back to his father. So he came to himself, the renewed mind.
It's so powerful there as you bring that truth out and give us the example of what a renewed mind look like. A renewed mind will accept your sin. It accepts your faults. Mm-hmm. It doesn't put it on no one else. Mm-hmm. If you now come to that place, you're not making no more excuse. Yeah, he wasn't making any more excuse. He says, "I will arise, I will go, I will confess, I accept my position that I have failed my father. I'm not worthy to be a son." He wasn't going looking for anything but to accept whatever the father was going to say to him. And it's like the thief on the cross, he says. The thief on the cross accept the fact that he wrong. He did wicked things. He accept that fact. But he also recognized that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He didn't do anything wrong. He's not worthy to be killed with them. And he also was looking through the eyes of faith and recognized that Jesus is going into a kingdom, and he's not. So he asked him, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Isn't that, we could stay here and have a tremendous teaching on just that. Because he sees, what did he see? He sees Jesus going into a kingdom. How did he see himself? Not going. Not going. If he sees himself going into that kingdom, he wouldn't have asked Jesus to remember him when he goes in. He knew he would be going in. So he says, the only way into the kingdom is through Jesus Christ. Jesus is the only way. Jesus is the answer. And the only way I can get into the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ. I want to say to you on this Friday morning, my fellow friends, listeners, believers, the only way into the kingdom of God is through Jesus Christ. There's no other way. And until we come to that realization, to understand that in order to be connected with the Father is through Jesus Christ. And my prayers this morning, as I leave the year away, my prayer for you this morning is that you will have a renewed mind and that your spirit will connect with Christ, true God.
That's in Luke chapter 23, where Pastor just was with the criminals on the cross, verse 40. But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. So they acknowledged that they had done something. They had done a criminal act resulting in the death penalty.
Yes.
So this wasn't a small criminal act, as we like to classify things in our human reasoning. They did something deserving of the death penalty. So if you could even think of today's standard, it had to have been something very severe that they did. And they had to be able to accept the fact, like Pastor said, that they did something wrong, but their mind was renewed now in the renewing, in the turning, to receive the forgiveness and the forward thinking that there's something after the sinful act, which was paradise. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Oh, Christ, be the center of our lives. Be the place we fix our eyes. Be the center of our lives. You're the center of the universe. Everything was made in you. Jesus, breath of every living thing. Everyone was made for you.